we'll go to Pete the Magic Guy now.
The Gadget Guy.
I called you the Magic Guy. The Gadget Guy.
Well, that could be my other name, the Magic Guy.
The Magic Guy. How are you, Pete?
I'm fine, thank you. I had a terrific break. It was very different working in here without you two.
Oh, you came in and worked when we weren't here?
Yes. Just on your own?
No, I wasn't on my own. But it was...
They looked after you well?
Yeah, they did. They were good. Yeah. But it just wasn't the same.
Did they make you bring in coffee? Or?
No, they didn't know the coffee trick. So I didn't let on.
All right. Now, look, before we get into anything, and if you've got a ticky question, 13 13 32, the story this morning about Google Glass or the Google Glasses... they're not coming to Australia. Basically, they're throwing their hands up and saying it hasn't really worked. You've tried them. So what's going on here? Why aren't they doing it?
There are two things. I think you look silly in them.
Yeah.
So just to explain to the listeners, it's like a conventional pair of glasses, but imagine a heads-up display like you get in a car where you have the speed on the windscreen.
So you get this little sort of thing in front, like a little screen in front of you.
Well, you do. You have a little screen that actually is a replicant of your smartphone.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it gets its intelligence and connectivity. So it's like having the internet at your eyeball.
Yeah, whereas Apple has gone for having it on your wrist in a watch.
Exactly, and almost everybody else has.
Yeah.
So, look, I think there are lots of applications for it in manufacturing, in engineering. The military love it.
Mm.
But for consumers, you look silly wearing it. That's the first thing. The second thing is it occupies your field of view with information. So I did things like I walked into walls.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, You're busy sort of with one eye looking at something on your little mini screen and then you walk into a wall.
Yeah, and I wore it in Vegas. And when I started concentrating on what I was seeing visually, and it only covers one eye, but when I was looking at it, it sort of took my concentration away from being involved in my surroundings. So,
I wish I was a fly on the wall the day you walked into the wall. God, I would love to have seen that. Who's that bloke over there?
Google's made the decision that this is not really going to work on a mass scale. So we may as well pull the plug on it.
Yeah, exactly. And they tried different glasses. And at the Consumer Electronics Show, there were a couple of other companies. Toshiba, for example, was showing a similar thing. The real danger becomes somebody crossing the road.
Yeah.
Bad enough as it is.
Lawsuits all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we should point out, and Steve Wozniak, who used to be a co-owner of Apple, said a magnificent failure, and that's fine. A lot of people don't realise or have forgotten that Apple tried to do an iPad about 20 years earlier called the Newton.
Exactly.
And I remember going to look at one in the shop. It was supposed to be like an iPad, but it was so big and clunky. Again, for Apple then, a magnificent failure. And this is how we get progress, by trying something. If it doesn't work, you pull the plug on it, move on and try and do something better.
Look, it's funny. That could almost be the theme of this year's Consumer Electronics Show. Mm-hmm. Because in many ways it was like if you went last year, and this was my 18th, if you went last year, it was like Groundhog Day. It was like everything's the same. And what's starting to happen is it's unsustainable to have a huge next big thing each year. So last year it was bendable, flexible OLED TVs.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean it was a revolution in television picture quality and ultra high D and 4K and 8K. And what happened at the show this year is rather than give you the next big thing, what a lot of manufacturers said, which I think is really sensible, let's make the last big thing better.
Yeah, and they probably don't have a next big
thing.
They don't. Because, progress is progress and it doesn't go at 100 miles an hour.
So a classic was LG. So LG showed flexible, curved and flat screen OLEDs and they made them bigger. Now you can get 77 inch. So, I already locked one away for Paul.
When you look back,
big.
Pete,
77 inches.
Leaving aside the big things, yes, like please. Big TV screens, of the smaller technical gadgets, the last really big thing really was the iPad.
It was the iPad, but I can
and
go...
And that's about three... Is that 3-4 years ago?
But see, if you put 18 years together, I can go back to when we went from VHS to DVD.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was a revolution. Then Blu-ray.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is we haven't had a major big next thing for a few years now since the iPad. Before the iPad, it was the iPhone.
Phone, exactly. Yeah. That actually was a game changer.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not to say the show wasn't wonderful. But the other point I was going to make is I went onto the Panasonic booth, and you know, traditionally you went onto Panasonic, and it was covered with televisions and audio systems and home entertainment. It was covered with cars and bikes and scooters, all run on battery. The whole thing was, and Panasonic is one of the largest battery manufacturers in the world.
Are they?
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so it was really refreshing to hear Americans who are absolutely hooked on petrol and gasoline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about
electric... $2 a gallon now too.
Yeah, it's the cheapest it's ever been.
Yeah, it's cheapest chips over there. Yeah. Americans are talking about renewable energy and electric vehicles, and they were.
I think that's going to go down the tubes with the price of petrol coming down.
Well, I think that eventually the price of petrol has to go back up.
Yeah, of course it will.
It'll do it in a leap. It won't do it in gradual changes. But it was refreshing to see Americans talking about sustainable vehicles and, you know, they're sponsoring the Tesla.
I've heard it said, and you probably know far more than we do about this, but I've heard it said that of modern technology, the battery is the biggest drag on modern technology. The battery technology is just nowhere near as fast-moving as all the other technologies.
Look, if I could predict the next big thing, it will be battery technology. It'll be an improvement in battery technology.
Now, we've got some listeners who want to have a word, and as Wendy said it'll blow your mind about Fargo. We were talking about Fargo. It is a true story. Yes, I'm aware of that. It says it on the screen. It's a true story, and it's quite out there. And Leanne and Kerry said that Richard Gere wasn't Julia Roberts' first customer. I think you may be right, but put it this way, she wasn't. Well, how can you say it? She wasn't a hardened prostitute who'd been in the business a long time. She was a relative beginner.
First liaison didn't work out.
And so, so I think my theory still holds true. She wasn't really a hardened prostitute. Yeah.
Not that there's
anything wrong with that. I mean, you make your choices in life. Mm. Now, Anne has got a question for Pete. Let's move back to technology.
Right, please.
Pete, you're in charge. Go for it, Pete.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, I just wondered if you could help me... We had Ausgrid here just recently replacing one of the thick cables from the house to the street. And we turned off our TVs as we were instructed.
Mm-hmm.
When we turned them back on, we've lost the channel 2s and 11 and 10 and 44. And I've tried doing the auto search. It's two TVs. It's one with a set-top box and one with a digital. And both of them are the same.
Have you contacted Ausgrid? Because that's really unusual for that to happen.
Yes, I have. And they said, they didn't think it was anything, you know, they'd done. And they just said,
it's a power cable, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's a power cable.
Yes, I think so. It's that real thick one.
Yeah, okay. Look, I would suggest that... possibly something has happened or they've interfered with the cable from your antenna.
Yes.
So, I'm not recommending them, but I've used Jim's antennas.
Jim's,
yep. Yeah, Jim's, and, you know, the franchise, and it had a terrific guy come and redo our antenna.
Yes.
So, you know, perhaps because if you can get them to come and look at it, they can tell you if there's a problem straight off the bat.
Yeah.
I would say it's either the cable running to the antenna.
Yes.
Or the antenna itself.
It is a relatively new antenna because we just had it done last year, you know, the digital one.
Same with me. But I suggest that you bring somebody in like Jim's antennas to have a look.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Look, it's a pleasure.
Good on you, Anne. It's 11 minutes to 11. George and Paul, 13 13 32 is the number. Pete Blazina, the gadget guy, of course, the bloke with the leery shirts in the studio with us. Margaret, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, look, I've got an iPad and I'm having trouble deleting the photos that have been downloaded from the computer when I synced it.
Right.
The ones that have been taken on